Cowan can move. He can get out of the pocket and he'll hurt you. But I mean, we don't really game plan for specific guys. More of their scheme and what they do. But I think you have to be aware of him because he can still run it. He may be an old guy in the league, but he can move and he can get the ball downfield. So I don't think we're gonna have to change too much up. We won't. We'll see.
You know. How much changes in the Trestman scheme?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've added a few guys, and so they've had some other guys step up to play really well, but they got their key guys, obviously, and Forte and Brandon Marshall playing really well. And they added Bennett this year at tight end, who's playing really well, too. So they got a lot of weapons, but I don't know. It changed a little bit, but, you know, football is football. It's still a Packers-Bears game, so it's going to come down to winning the line of scrimmage for sure.
You have to teach these young guys about the Bears-Packers rivalry, some of these rookies. You got to let them know what it's about. This is a different week.
I don't think we have to tell them. I think they kind of feel it from everywhere around here, you know, not like an added pressure or anxiety. I think they feel the importance of this and kind of the magnitude of the game, especially, you know, it's Monday night in Lambeau Field. So I don't think you have to get guys excited for that. They're ready for it.
Four wins in a row, it seems like you go on a run like this every year. Do you guys take that for granted? And how impressive is it to do that with all the injuries?
We don't take any win for granted, believe me, but I mean, that's where I remember we were sitting at 1-2, and people were asking, where do we go from here? And we knew, like Coach McCarty said, what are you going to do, quit? We can't go anywhere, you know. We have no other option but to fight, and so we're doing it right now and finding a way and starting to get some guys healthy, hopefully, and hopefully keep this thing rolling.
Did they make a better use of Matt Forte this year that you've seen? It seems like he's a huge part of what they do.
He is. I mean, I just think he's so versatile and he's so good. I mean, he literally is – you can split him out, and he's a bona fide receiver as well, and he runs really hard and has that breakaway speed. So I think they just find ways to get him the ball.
AJ, you've had so much divisional dominance in your time here with the Packers. Have you just been that much better than the other teams, or is it really a point of emphasis that plays itself out in these games?
I mean, I don't know our exact record in the division games, but I don't know what exactly to kind of put your finger on it, but I think we always have a ton of talent on this team. And we've got like Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball for you, so you have a good chance there. But I think we kind of our coaches put a lot of emphasis on these division games because it's true. If you take care of your division, you're going to get to where you want to get. You're going to put yourself in position to go to the playoffs and do the right thing. So I think coach kind of lets us know that early on in the year, and it's what we work for. And they're working too, though. So you got to find a way to make more plays, and this Monday night will be big.
Has Lattimore's play surprised you at all? No.
I mean, Jamari hasn't surprised me. I think you could tell. You could tell when he first got here how good of an athlete he is, how well he plays, uses his hands really well, and can run. So, it doesn't surprise me. I think he's done a great job stepping in there, and I feel really comfortable playing with him as well.
Clay's been down, but the last four games, you have 20 sacks. Could you have imagined that you'd still be getting after the quarterback as much without Perry, without Matthews, without a number of guys? Brad Jones is even second the quarterback in the Bay League.
I mean, yeah, we'd hope so. And you can't replace a guy like Clay. He's such a presence out there. But, you know, you have to find a way. And I think the coaches have found a good way of bringing different guys and keeping teams off balance and trying to be deceptive a little bit. And then guys are winning one-on-one, like I said, so. Yeah, hopefully we need to keep it up though. You can't stop that. I think that's a big reason why we're successful right now, why we've won. But I'm sure you've heard coaches talk about it. We need to find a way to convert those into turnovers and start turning the ball over, because then you can really start playing downhill.